Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Yiannis Sitos, president and director of First Bauxite Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture, and the ticker symbol is FBX. And First Bauxite Corp is a Canadian natural resource company engaged in the exploration and development of bauxite deposits through resource discovery and mining within a niche industrial market. Thanks for joining us today, Yiannis.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
Great. Now, getting right into it, talk about the full feasibility study at the Bona Seca project in Guyana.
Yes. Look, Bona Seca project, first of all, is one of the two advanced projects we have in Guyana. The other one is called Waratila. Prospecting license. Bona Seca, it is a mining license, fully permitted to go to mining. So effectively, if I was a private company, I could mine that resource right away. But as I am a public company, I need obviously to do a full feasibility and a full resource outline, fully compliant by independent engineers and geologists, therefore, for disclosure purposes, as you understand. So in order to be announced and fully approved by the exchange. Metchem of Quebec, Canada, has received, the final contract effectively to supervise and wrap up the feasibility study, but the individual elements of the feasibility are done by different engineering firms, spanning from Quebec, Canada to Pennsylvania, United States, and also some firms in Guyana on some civil engineering work. So we hope this feasibility will be ready by the end of January, or let's say Q1 2010. It will be fully announced, and soon afterwards will be filed as a NI 43-101, fully compliant, independent report. The decision to mine will be taken right away, and ordering of equipment will proceed with expectation of producing 100,000 tons of refractory calcined bauxite. I can explain what is that and where it is used, if you like, by about Q2 2011. So in about 15 months from the ordering of the main equipment and the calciners, we will be in production. This product will be sold FOB at our port in Guyana and will be exported to markets mainly in Europe and in the United States. And it is a niche market because It's a unique industrial product used by mainly by the steel industry, but also refractory producers that create refractories worldwide for any pyrometallurgical process. To explain more, Juan, what is refractories? Any time you want to melt a metal or have a reaction in a confined environment, any pyrometallurgical process, you need to protect your kilns, your furnaces, your reactors by refractory bricks or refractory castable material. Material, in other words, that withstand high temperatures or chemical reactions and will not be deformed. And high alumina bauxite is one prime raw material to be used to produce refractories. So it's fundamental for these industries, is a product on very high demand and low supply, because in order to produce high calcine refractory bauxite, you need to have high alumina grade bauxite and low iron, and that material is very scarce. So there is a lot of bauxite on Earth, but more than 98 to 99% of the whole bauxite is not fit to become refractory. So at the moment, there are only two places on the world that produce this material, and if you are a consumer in the United States or in Europe, you have to buy from these sources. And they are mainly from China. 85% of the world refractory bauxite comes from China, and another 7% comes from Guyana from an operation which is controlled by a Chinese company called Bosai Minerals, B-O-S-A-I Minerals. India, Brazil, and Russia produce a little bit of refractory bauxite, but these are captive markets, and they need to import more to what they produce. So First Bauxite Corporation will be the first North American company, effectively, to come to this market. It will be the only company that will have access to a mine, to a resource, mine it itself, produce high-quality refractory bauxite, and market it and export it to Europe and the United States. So that's our plan. And Bonasica, of course, is not the biggest of the two advanced projects, but it is the easiest to be mined because it's very shallow and it's high-grade alumina. So it's a low-hanging fruit for us. That's the way we consider it, and that's why we started from that. At the same time, as we will speak later on, we will have the second project in the second feasibility study to advance, which is called Waratila. So that's what it is, Bonasica. So we're about 80% on various engineering reports, and we are very confident that will become positive. We see the bauxite. We have drilled more than 300 holes. 95% of the holes are economic, and a part of the ones that are closing the deposits on the periphery of it. So we are very confident, and the engineering tests are looking pretty positive at the moment, that we will be in a position to order the development in January or February 2010.
Well, great. And how else is the company well positioned to take advantage on some of the trends in bauxite?
Yeah, look, bauxite, when somebody writes about bauxite, you have to consider that 95% of world bauxite goes into becoming metal, alumina first and then aluminum metal. This is a business of huge investment. It's more than $2 billion investment to make that stuff. And obviously, this is the reason why only majors are really in the business of producing aluminum. And when I say majors, I'm talking about Alcoa, Alcan, Rio Tinto, BHP Billiton, United Company of Rusal, Glencore, etc. So our product is more on the side of the industrial uses of bauxite, which you see several juniors working into this part of the world. On refractory bauxite, as I said, we are very well positioned because we are controlling significant resources in the Guyanese bauxite belt, which is one of the best gypsetic high alumina bauxites in the world. We will be selling FOB at about 45 kilometers at our port, 45 kilometers upstream from the Atlantic Ocean. Guyana is located perfectly into this sense because you can export to Europe or United States. You can even export to or exploit the Pacific through the Panama Canal. So it's a very well positioned. Guyana is the only country speaking English in Latin America with English law and very modern mining law. So we're very well positioned from this perspective. On the operating side cost, the deposit, Bonasica at least, is very shallow. So one of the three deposits consisting of Bonasica will be probably about 7 meters depth. So a strip ratio ranging from 1 to 1 to about 3 to 1, while our competitors are mining and exploring and producing bauxite at much deeper depth. So the Chinese are working about 7 to 1 in Guyana, and they are deeper in the jungle. So we're very well positioned to export and exploit latest technology by Europeans, while the competitors are using all the technology that they have inherited from the government of Guyana.
So you consider this a niche market. So what makes you unique from some of the other players in your sector? And I guess it's a smaller sector.
It's a small sector, and as I said before, it's a monopolistic environment. There are no other players unless they are coming from, they are Chinese companies, of course. China is consuming two-thirds of this product. The balance of it is exported to United States, Europe, and Japan. India, Australia, and some other consumers obviously require some material, but they don't play a significant role. So we will be, I answered that question, I believe, because I said we will be the only North American company to sell that. The big difference here, Juan, is that we are a public company, and therefore we are fully transparent. We are putting financial statements, and we will be carrying on doing that, obviously, when we be in production. Every 3 months, we will be audited every year, and therefore anybody can see how much money I make or how much money are our operating costs and how much money we will make as profits. While the other side of the fence is controlled by Chinese companies, some of them are big companies, however, but in most cases they are not fully transparent and structure as such to be presenting an alternative to us. No.
Right, certainly, and. Now, perhaps you could walk us through your background and experience, Yanis, as well as that of some of the key management team at First Bauxite Corp.
Yes, I'm a physicist, geophysicist in background with some financial studies. I used to work with BHP Billiton, which is the biggest mining company on Earth, for 18 years. Half of that was on the technical front, but the other half was on the business development front. So when I exited BHP in 2007, I was business development manager for the exploration department in Canada, but I had the global reach, so I had done more than 60 deals in the last 10 years, ranging from governments to junior companies and major companies with BHP. So effectively, I was on the other side of the fence where I was looking for junior companies to invest on or a strategic approach, select the best companies of them and having good assets. So I know the mining business pretty well. I have worked in about 11 different commodities and in through different regimes. That's good enough for me. I'm sitting on two other boards at the same time, I would like to say, but First Bauxite is the prime company that I run. Hilbert Seals is a geologist of early 50s. He used to be vice president of Golden Star. He has put three gold mines in production in his lifetime. Major figure is a Canadian of Guyanese origin, and therefore Hilbert has played a significant role in the modernization of the Guyanese mining law. He used to be the chairman of the Jimmy Carter Foundation that brought Guyana into the Western type of world democracy, tremendous lobbying abilities, and he is the operating guy. So just show you the comfort we have in him and the commitment. He just sold his house in Toronto and moved his family to Guyana to put this mine in production. So a great individual with a lot of knowledge on both in both gold and bauxite. The rest of the board, the management team obviously consists of significant people running from, major entrepreneurs to miners, with a lot of experience in raising funds and also, promoting companies and moving on to bringing companies to different level up to acquisition level effectively. So we are very well placed. We are building a team of expert engineers in the refractory business because this is not an easy product. It's not a product like gold, for example, that everybody knows and understands what you produce. We are talking directly. We work with marketing companies and we talk to consumers, and we expect to have marketing agreements even before we go to production. So the team is robust and it consists of very good people from United States, Canada, and Guyana.
Great. And so what are some of the specific goals and milestones that the team hopes to accomplish here over the course of the next year?
Well, that's a good question. Of course, the biggest milestone is the delivery of the positive feasibility study from Bonasica deposit in Q1 2010. The second milestone, obviously, subsequently the decision to proceed to mining and the financing of this development, which we expect not to be too high. With the current recent financings, we are about 50% towards production in terms of well-financed, but we will still seek some further funds in the first quarter of next year. So that's a significant milestone to achieve. The second thing is obviously where Attila Cartwright, the second project we have, we are starting a second feasibility as we speak now in November. We bought a special rig for that purpose. So during the next 12 months, we will have a resource outline that proves a deposit much bigger than Bonasica, but at a deeper depth. So it's a significant milestone to see how much exact material we have and when the second feasibility will come into fruition. We hope that to be by the end of 2010 or beginning of 2011. And thirdly, we are having a joint venture with Rio Tinto Alcan over an exploration ground. FBX controls half the bauxite belt of Guyana, about 6,000 square kilometers at this moment. And our partner, Rio Tinto Alcan, has committed to spend $58 million to vest to 75% position. So, but they're looking not for refractories, they're looking for metallurgical bauxite. So even if FBX stays with 25% of a major metallurgical bauxite mine, that's a huge win.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, as management, we're looking to further acquisitions and progress the company to a different level by enhancing our resource base by acquiring more projects in Guyana and abroad. So lots of stuff ahead of us, but we did already a lot of things in the last 18 months. It's a relatively young company that's not even 2 years old on the exchange, and even during the meltdown, we kept our stock price at good levels. We lost only about 15% value, and in the recent months, we are moving up. So it's a decent company the way we feel.
Good, and so I was just going to ask you. As the way that the company works within your sector, are alliances and joint ventures an important part of your business model, and what are some of the synergies that you look for?
We may have good resource base and fantastic assets, but hence we are a very small company still. So we need to grow through alliances, not only with major companies, but also with the right individuals, the government of Guyana, the local communities, to progress these deposits. You know, mining business, I know it very well, is not a simple business, so you have to have a lot and satisfy a lot of stakeholders. So alliances are very important, and as a public company, we are very open and flexible to create even further alliances with other people, even current producers. But at the moment, we have a plan, and we hope to deliver over that. So if other opportunities come on the way, we will deal opportunity based, you know, on the base that one by one kind of case. So at the moment we have a fantastic alliance with the joint venture with Rio Tinto Alcan, but I would like to repeat that only for the exploration ground outside the refractory business of both Bonasica and Waratila deposits.
Good answer. And so in terms of investors, do you believe that your company's investment story and the company's upside potential are completely understood and appreciated by the financial community?
I wouldn't like to say completely understood. I mean, as I said before, we really kept our value during the difficult last 12 months, but the more we advertise our company, the more it's going to be appreciated. I would like to say that we took a conscious decision not to spend much money on IR work and promotional work. We rather spend our money in the ground and moving our projects towards our targets, which is production and exporting of the bauxite to European market and American markets. Having said that, obviously in the recent months we started working on some promotional work, and we feel we are very confident people who listen to our story appreciate the story. We are about effectively a plus minus $50 million capitalization company, but we have significant higher value of metal in the ground, which we fill with low and very robust operating costs, and at the market that is a niche market that sustains very high prices at the moment, we will have good profit margins, and therefore we can deliver significant profits to our shareholders one way or another, in either via dividend or further growth in our stock and appreciation of the company's value.
So, yeah, what specific actions are you taking, besides growing the business internally to maximize your stock price in terms of IR?
We start obviously working, you know, for first time now, creating some visual media. We created a corporate video, was aired on BNN last week, Business Network Television, and we're going to start having spots on business television over the coming 12 months. Printed media, road shows, some direct, you know, kind of face-to-face meetings with people. We haven't come yet to the East Coast, U.S. We have gone to Europe. I just came back when you sent me your first email. I was talking to people in Switzerland, London and Paris, and, you know, we were going to hit, obviously, the Toronto area and the Eastern Canadian and U.S. markets in the coming weeks and months, and we'll start creating some alliance with people that we feel that will add value to our stock. So, we are still a small company with no net income, and therefore at this moment we are valuing every dollar we spent on promotional work, and we balance that obviously heavily by the expenditure in the actual business. But no doubt, because we are a public company, we need to move on this front, and we start doing that.
Right, makes sense. And so once again, joining us today is Yanis Sitos, who is the president and director of First Bauxite Corporation. The company trades on the TSX Venture. Ticker symbol is FBX, and is currently trading at $1 a share. Now, before we conclude, Yanis, just to kind of rehash everything, what do you believe are some of the key reasons why investors should consider the company as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I believe there are three main reasons why FBX, if I can say that, and I said that even in the corporate video very recently. The first is the people. Tremendous management here, and the team we are building also on the ground, consisting of high-quality geologists with expertise in the bauxite business and engineers with expertise in the refractory business. It's a team of results-oriented people. We are coming from the mining business. We understand what it takes to move a resource into production and sell your product. The second thing is obviously the assets is very high quality. Our average grade alumina is that has been announced, it's about 56% alumina. It's much higher than the common bauxite deposit out there. So it is on the category of the refractory bauxite grade, and that's why we will upgrade it, beneficiate through calcination business, and produce this product to be exported to the markets, as I said before. The third reason is the niche industry that we're going to attack, and it's a unique industrial business that at the moment sustains very high prices. It's a high demand for this product and low supply that has driven to consumers to effectively substitution of the product to inferior quality alternatives. So we feel very robust about that. We've got indications from consumers that they would love to get our product, hand on our product. And that's obviously the fundamental pillar of delivering value to our shareholders. So,
well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track your company's growth as well as report on some of your upcoming progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to join us, Yanis, today and to update our investors.
Thank you very much. Thanks for the opportunity to speak and provide some information about FBX. A pleasure.
Anytime.